Good morning to you all. I'm glad to be here amongst you again. And today we read a passage where which begins by the disciples saying, "Increase our faith." They said to Jesus, "Give us more faith." And this sounds like a very godly request. So we would expect that Jesus would praise the disciples for it and say, "Oh yes, this is a good request." But what he answers doesn't sound very positive. And besides, then follows a very strange parable. And to understand it better, let's look first more closely at the request of the disciples. They say, "Increase our faith," or "Give us more faith." Why did they say that? What did they mean? Just before this passage, there's a short talk of Jesus. Jesus talks about the fact that if a brother sins against you, then you should forgive him. When he says sorry, when he repents, you should forgive him, even if this happened 7 times a day. And that is very difficult. Just imagine that someone hurts you in the same way 7 times a day, and he just says, "Sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that." Would you be willing to forgive him? I have just a silly example. You are standing on a bus or a tram, and someone steps on your foot and says, "I'm sorry." It hurts, but you smile and say, "Oh, it's okay," and from your heart you forgive him. But after 1 minute, he does it again, and he again says, "I'm sorry." You would not smile again, but say again, "That's okay." And but then he would do it again and again and again 7 times. And after each time, he would say, "I'm sorry." Maybe you would doubt that he really was sorry. And I personally would definitely lose control and say, "Just don't say sorry and don't step on my foot." And I don't know if I was able to forgive him or not. But this is just a joke. But it illustrates the absurdity of this, illustrates that it is really hard to forgive people when they sin against us again and again. And it's almost beyond our human limitations. In Matthew, we have in the Gospel of Matthew, we have a different version of this of the same thing. When the disciples ask Jesus how many times they should forgive if their neighbor does something to them, and the answer is 70 times 7 times, which is so many that basically it means you should forgive every time. You should forgive always and everything. And it means that the disciples should forgive always, because even if it was 70 times 7 times, it is still less than what God forgave them. And at the same time, we can see that this is something which is not within human power. So when Jesus says that you should forgive your neighbor 7 times a day, it's no surprise that the disciples say, "Okay, but increase our faith, give us more faith." Because they are not sure if they can handle it. Give us more faith means what you ask of us is beyond human power. No one can do that. But we want to believe you that with you we can do that, but give us more of this faith. Sometimes we can feel that God is asking us to do something that collides with what we want, with our plans. Or sometimes we see that from this only problems are looming. Or sometimes what we should do is a step into the dark. We don't know what will be. It's something uncertain. Or it's a very very hard decision on a step onto uncertain ground, and we know that the only way how to make such a decision to follow God into these situations is out of faith. It's not out of our power or our knowledge, but it's out of faith. But because we have various fears and doubts, and many times we feel that our faith is not big enough to do this step. Or sometimes we are in a very difficult situation and we cannot see, we don't know what to do. And we need to rely on the Lord that he solves the problem, and we need faith, but we feel that we lack this faith. So sometimes maybe we also pray or say in our prayers, Lord, please give me more faith, increase my faith. And Jesus answers the disciples, if you had faith as a grain of mustard, you would have said, or you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. And what is following the parable is an example from life. You also take for granted that when you say something to your servants, they will not doubt you or ask you. They will just do what they are told. And this is also strange because we would expect that Jesus somehow defends the servant's right and say, oh, this is not what it should be. You should be grateful even to that servant that he for everything he is doing to you, for you. But Jesus shows as an Jesus proves here as an expert on life, and he has no illusions about how things go in human world. He knows that society, even if they claim that everyone is equal, some people are more equal than others. And at the time of Jesus, we could only dream about equality of people. There were people who were better and worse, or higher and lower status. So Jesus is not trying to do a social reform here in this parable. He's just saying example from their everyday life, how things are going. So he uses this example so that everyone can understand. you are not grateful to your servants. You don't even appreciate what they are doing. So don't expect honors and red carpet when you do something that is your duty. I think that this answer, when Jesus says the thing about the mulberry tree, about the mustard seed, we usually understand that it means that Jesus rebukes the disciples for not having faith even as small as a mustard seed. Because if they had this faith, they would be capable to do great things, even to replant this mulberry tree and greater things. But what if he meant something slightly different? Jesus is saying that faith, as small as a mustard seed, is enough to make great things happen. But he does not say that the disciples don't have this small faith. I think that Jesus' answer can also be read like this. Why are you asking me for more faith? You have enough. After all, even a little faith is enough to see the great works of God. Faith as tiny as a grain of mustard, little human faith in God's great power. So hold on to this, your little faith, and do as I tell you. You don't need anything else. You don't need to ask me for more faith or greater faith or increased faith. The request, give us more faith, doesn't have to be an expression of great godliness or that we are humble before God. Maybe sometimes it's more like a manifestation of our fear, our laziness, our doubts, our fatigue, or other weakness that prevents us from doing what God is asking us to do. But God understands this. He knows that we are human beings, and he doesn't blame us for human weaknesses. He doesn't want us to get rid of them right away and increase our faith and go and be super people. He just want to point at our little faith, as little as a mustard seed, and show us that it's enough, that we can do great things with God with this little faith. American preacher Joyce Meyer said in one of her books, "Are you afraid to take an important step? So then do it even with that fear." And that's exactly the point. We don't have to, and we also cannot first overcome our nature and limitations and stop being afraid, stopped being doubtful. And only then we can start to really live with God. God invites us to live with him, even though he knows that we will fail, that we will be afraid. And perhaps it will happen 7 times a day, that we will fail in the same situation. But God, unlike us, has the power to forgive us 7 times a day. And so the message of this strange parable, the strange piece of scripture is this. Do you have little faith that's just enough for you so that you can hold on it and take a step into the dark? Don't expect God to lead you by your hand. You got a lot of promise and encouragement from him. How many times have you read in the Bible about how great, powerful, and merciful God is? How many times have you sang this in worship? How many times you said this? So you believe it. And the last thing you need to do is rely on this fact in your life. You all have faith like mustard seed. Don't be afraid. You all have it. But this little faith is enough for you to fulfill your duties. And the parable says, has anyone done more than you? That was his duty. Don't compare yourself to them. Has anyone done less than you? Don't look down on them. You didn't do anything beyond your duty. We are different. We have different limitations, different gifts. We shouldn't compare ourselves with each other. You all work together from the same little faith in the same great power of God. Because if you remember, what else in the Bible is compared to a mustard seed? What else Jesus compares to a mustard seed? It's God's kingdom. And Jesus says that God's kingdom is like little mustard seed when it is put into a soil, it will grow into a big tree in which many birds will find their home. So even in our small faith, there is hidden a big tree that will eventually grow. But we have to go, grab our little faith, and put that grain in the ground. Amen.